And we are live for another wonderful, magnificent, awe-inspiring, masturbatingly wonderful Kiwi and Picasso episode. And I'm the Kiwi.
And I'm Picasso, and welcome to the Kiwi and Picasso Show.
Yeah, we're a little bit late here because we tried to do this on Anchor.fm. Didn't quite work out, so we're back on Skype. How are you doing today, Picasso?
I'm fantastic. How are you today, Kiwi?
I'm almost about to die! And on that note, let's talk about some controversial topics. Like one or two, and then we'll get distracted and talk about other things.
Fantastic. That sounds like an amazing idea. Proud of your idea.
Thanks. I came up with myself.
Fantastic. So I have this controversial topic. What do you think about Andrew Yang giving everybody $1,000?
I don't know about that. I mean, yeah. I mean, we were talking a bit before this recording. We were thinking maybe it sounds like maybe bribery, maybe not. But I do think some people may need a little bit of extra money. Of course, it does come down to where this money is coming from. Taxes? Are you diverting money away from, like, hospitals and roads and infrastructure? So there's a lot of research that needs to be done into if this is a good idea or not, but for the most part, I can see this as a possible good thing, so long as it's just a one-time thing. If it's regular, it may cause problems, but one-time 1,000 payment for everyone, sure, okay, fine, good.
All right, well, let me stop you right there. That you're already done, right? And let me stop you right there, and let me tell you. I think we've already covered this in our first or second episode. So
why are we bringing it up again? Are we so out of ideas? We're recycling now?
No, let me just explain to you what I was actually meaning whenever I was talking about this. So what I was getting at is it's not really that idea of him giving people $1,000, which of course, you know, he himself couldn't do it. He would have to pass the legislature first. But what I'm saying is that do you believe that the media is portraying him as bribing everybody else? Or do you believe that that's just the way it is?
Well, I don't like the media. They tend to do a lot of weird, wacky things. Then that doesn't mean it's a good thing. They could be lying because it's good coverage. It's a good story. Hey, look, presidential candidate is bribing people. I don't know if I believe that. For you know, Andrew Yang could legitimately want to give people this money because it helps. But, of course, the media is going to depict them as bribery because it gets them clicks, gets them views, gets their advertisers happy, and it makes them money. I don't trust the media these days. It's profit-driven. Sorry to waffle on. In short, I don't think the media is being honest with them.
So you believe that some people are using different wording than others?
Yes.
I mean, obviously they're using different wording, but different wording in order to have different results. For example, in one scenario, like Andrew Yang will give you $1,000 if he becomes president. So vote for Andrew Yang and he'll give you $1,000. So if it were worded like that, then you believe it. Yes, they're trying to steer you towards him. So basically, bias exists in this for this candidate by the media, just like every other candidate. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to say that Andrew Yang, he has bias for and against, right?
Well, what do you mean bias? Everyone's got opinions. Everyone's got bias.
Right, but what I'm trying to say is, like, for example, Vice. It wasn't really an article, but the YouTube video that I saw, I actually look at the exact wording of it right now. But it was something along the lines of that Andrew Yang wants to give you money. But Andrew Yang Vice, I'm looking it up right now. It's entitled, Andrew Yang Wants to Give You $1,000 a Month. Do you think that is Vice intentionally trying to steer people towards Andrew Yang in the form of a bribe?
Well, I look at that headline and I think is They're not exactly lying. They're just framing it to look bad. Yes, Andrew Yang does want to give you $1,000, but they're trying to frame it to look like he's trying to bribe you, trying to entice you to vote for him.
But that's also a good thing, because people will say, he wants to give me $1,000? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So some people might want to be intentionally bribed. Like that. So you believe that it is intentionally trying to steer people away from Andrew Yang?
Well, I don't know about steering away, but possibly. Like I said, they're profit-driven. They want to generate controversy, so whatever gets them clicks.
So you see, well, so what I'm saying is, do you think the bias is for or against Andrew Yang?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they're for or maybe they're against him.
Yeah, but you don't have any definite answer?
No.
You don't have any personal belief?
I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past them. If Andrew Yang is like a left-wing progressive, they'll probably like him. But if he's some sort of liberal that actually wants, like, no censorship and to hold the media to account, they may be against him. And of course, these journalists, they act on behalf of Vice, but that doesn't mean Vice as a whole. So it could just be one journalist, but every other journalist, the editor in Vice, may be against this journalist and say, hey, we actually like Andrew Yang.
Okay. I think I see where you're coming from.
Coming from his bedroom.
That's not true. But a lot of people do, they talk about Andrew Yang being basically like your traditional liberal. So in a good way, meaning that he is like the Democratic Party is steered far away from what they once were, from what I understand, from you know, arguments and stuff. So what I'm really trying to say here is that I couldn't tell you what kind of liberal he is, but a lot of Republicans agree with him.
It can't be too bad if people agree with him, even the opposition.
Right, but that's Republican. Actually, you know, I feel like if he were to run for the primaries in 2024. So if he were to run for the primaries in 2024, he should probably run with the Republican side. I don't see why not. I mean, he is talking about universal income, but besides that, a lot of people that are Republicans, from my understanding, they love him. I mean, not sexually, of course.
Come to my arms, Andrew Yang.
Yeah, like, hello, baby, I love you. Come to me, Andrew Yang, I love you.
Let me liberate your butthole.
I am liberal for your anus.
Oh, my Lord. Ugh.
Give me $1,000 to bang you. That's fantastic. Would you vote for Andrew Yang? I don't know if you looked into what
he's... If I was American, probably. Like, I've heard good things about him. Maybe.
I'm saying, would you? Like, not are you? But if you had the ability, would you?
Maybe.
Or do you just not know enough about him?
I just don't know enough about him, his policies, where he's coming from. Oh, I know where he's coming from, your mother's bedroom.
He's actually not doing very well in the primaries. He's obviously not going to win this. It's definitely between, at the moment, definitely between Biden and Bernie Sanders. Like, Bernie Sanders has the clearest chance of winning, besides Biden. So, yeah, I would definitely expect to see either Biden or Bernie on the ticket. Because right now, as the polls say, the last poll I saw just a few days ago, which I know that's a good bit of time. Things could change. But right now, I think Biden was like 28% and Bernie was like 20%, which isn't so bad. I think if I had the chance between Bernie and Biden, I don't really know what Biden stands for, but a lot of what I'm reading about him seems like he's more old-fashioned, so I think I would probably vote with Bernie. I'm not a huge Bernie fan, but I think he's better than Joe Biden, which I don't really think Joe Biden's really that bad either. Don't get me wrong. It's just I feel like I agree more with Bernie. Even though I think he's not very good.
Creepy Joe Biden that touches all the women?
No, creepy Joe Biden that doesn't love marijuana usage.
Oh. What about Tulsi Gabbard? I heard things about her. Tulsi Gabbard.
Never heard of her. Is she running for Democratic president?
Yes, I think so.
No, I haven't heard about her. I know not Nancy Pelosi. Well, her too. I don't think she's running, but I've heard about her. Elizabeth Warren. I mean, Elizabeth Warren seems about right.
Oh, you miss Pocahontas.
Right, but I mean, you can't just get, you can't hate somebody for something like that. I mean, that is a flaw, but I mean, it'd be better to hate her for her policies. The same thing with Donald Trump. Like, he says bullshit like that all the time, but nobody's really like, ew, Donald Trump. You in particular, you're not ever like, ew, Donald Trump, he's talking about grabbing pussies, you know.
yeah, that's my president.
I mean, Elizabeth Warren, what she stands for what I hear, from what I've heard, I mean, all I know about her is what I saw on Trevor Noah, so I mean, it's pretty left-wing, but she seemed like a pretty good candidate from what the clips that they showed on the show. So, not bad. I mean, do you know anything about her?
Who?
Elizabeth Warren.
Apart from Pocahontas, no.
Oh, okay. Check into her, and in the next episode, maybe we'll discuss her, because she's a part of the big three. It's her, Bernie, and Biden, from my understanding. I think Budapest, or whatever his name is, I think he's kind of far up there, too. Unfortunately, my preference of Beto O'Rourke, he's not going to win. No way. It's a bummer, too. Like, I was really hoping to have a punk president, but he's just so far down the polls. This is, I would be surprised if he won by or at this point.
Why would a punk run for president?
You know, I mean, just to influence policy, like, that's a good idea. Like, we really need more politically actually, most punks are politically active. Whether they're libertarian or anarchist, even. I mean, it's a pretty big one. And liberal. I mean, it's a pretty big one, too. Like Billy Joe.
Vote for me. I'll build more skate parks.
I actually signed a petition back in middle school for a skate park here in where I live. I'm not going to say that.
Detroit?
Sure. But yeah, Detroit, Texas, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, it didn't come to fruition, though. Governor Abbott, he signed in a few really controversial bills. I don't know if you saw them, but kind of funny. One was, it's a serious bill. They raised the smoking age to 21, well, actually tobacco use in general. So what do you think about that?
Good.
Yeah, I agree, for sure. But then you have the argument against it, saying something along the lines of, so at 18, we can sign up for the army and, you know, for the military and basically give our life away, but we can't give our life away to cigarettes. That's messed up. Yeah, we can give our life for our country, but not for tobacco. That's terrible. What do you think about that?
Tobacco's bad, okay.
Yeah, but so is getting shot at the age of 18 and dying.
Well, at least you're serving your country and possibly a legal war that you shouldn't be fighting in.
Right, but you also got to keep in mind that that most people that are smoking, a lot of them quit, and a lot of them that don't quit, they don't even die till like, you know, normal age, like 70 or 80 years old, 60 maybe, depending on how much they smoke. Like Johnny Carson was like 70 something. He's one of the most notorious smokers. So I mean, they're probably going to die at a regular age anyway. In comparison to a military man, which if they do die, they're going to be dying at like 18, 19, 20 years old.
Oh.
So, don't you think that that age should be raised if the tobacco age is raised?
What, to join the army?
Or, you know, just military in general, yeah.
Yeah, possibly. Like, I like to think in the utility of people. Like, if you can be in the army and you can smoke at the same time. But should they have the same age? Maybe. It's like, hey, son, how old are you? Oh, I'm 18. You should be smoking! I don't care if you're dying from bullet wounds. Give that back.
Exactly. It's like, you're going into the military, you're going to die. And then it's like, oh, you're buying cigarettes, you're going to die. It's the same thing. So why aren't the ages the same? Like, that's not right. But here's another one. So you know how Chick-fil-A has a, you know what Chick-fil-A is, right?
Nope. Oh, is that all right,
well, it's a chicken place. They serve mainly chicken sandwiches. It's their thing. Like, they call themselves a home of the chicken sandwich.
Home of.
But, yeah, so they're also a Christian-run company. And a lot of people, they hate that. They really hate that. And they've been protesting to get Chick-fil-A shut down and everything, you know, because they don't want to serve – I think, if I remember right, they don't want to serve homosexuals, which, you know, they have the right to do because they're a corporation. They're a privately owned business. Not that that's really a big deal or anything. I don't really support that. But at the same time, you know, I do support businesses being able to do what they want to, and the federal the government being non-discriminate towards their people. You know, it's capitalism.
Yeah.
So how do you feel on that? That Governor Abbott signed in this bill to protect Chick-fil-A from being basically fucked over. Keep them up and everything, you know.
Well,
keep them running.
Yeah, like you said, I think as a private corporation, they can do what they want, serve who they want. But at the same time, you must also keep in mind civil rights, like discrimination against people based on certain things they can't control, like gender, age, sexuality, and all that. So it's a nuanced thing. It's not black and white. But as for defending Chick-fil-A, I could definitely see this being a positive thing because they're willing to stick up for businesses against controversy, but not to imply that there's anything of the source, but there could be some bribery. Like, I'm not implying anything, I'm just saying it could be true. If it's just one person supporting it, maybe, but if a lot of politicians are standing behind Chick-fil-A, then, well, that goes to show that some people like Chick-fil-A, and you shouldn't discriminate against businesses for their own practices. You know, they can choose who they want to serve. If they don't want to serve homosexuals, so be it. Homosexuals shouldn't be eating at Chick-fil-A. That's their decision.
I mean, I'm honestly not even sure if that's the thing, but I know that a lot of people don't like Chick-fil-A because of them being a Christian business, and they pride themselves on that. Mm. So I just assume because they're Christian that that's probably the problem, that they have probably homosexual discrimination, you know. I mean, I'm just guessing on that one, but that's how most Christian-run businesses are, you know.
Yeah. And I find it bothersome that they pick on Chick-fil-A just because it's Christian with this value. What about other Judeo-Christian religions that also oppress homosexuality? What about if Chick-fil-A was Islam, a Muslim company that also barred homosexuals? Would they complain? Probably not, because it's their religion. We must respect their religion. What about the Christians? Eh, fuck the Christians.
All right, but find me a Muslim-run business, as Donald Trump likes to say, a Muslim-run business that discriminates. You know, like, if you find a case like that, you can make that case. You can be the first person to protest it. Well, I mean, if they're really not. I mean, if they really are discriminating, then, and nobody's saying anything about it, then there wouldn't be a news article about it, would there?
Oop. Yes, not.
Exactly. Maybe they're not discriminating.
Maybe. And I find all these articles about Muslims being discriminated. How come I can't find any articles about Muslims discriminating? Yeah, it must happen. It must happen. They just don't want to talk about it because we can't make Muslims look bad.
I would assume it's because they're such a small portion of the population here.
Maybe.
Because how many people are really Islamic in the United States? Christianity is definitely the dominant religion. You just can't ignore that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's not common because Muslims aren't common. That's my guess, anyway.
Maybe. Maybe. Indeed, I do agree with you.
Do you agree because you know everything I say, or do you agree because you actually understand that and definitely agree?
I agree because I want to change the topic.
Oh, that's why you agree with me. Okay. What would you like to change the topic to?
Well, now, I'm looking towards the video gaming side of the world, because of course I am. You want to talk about serious politics? Let's talk about serious gaming controversy. How do you feel about Epic Games, okay. Epic Games Launcher, taking all of these exclusives?
What do you mean?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. Shenmue 3, the long-awaited sequel to the original Dreamcast duology, and it was great. But Shenmue 3, it was assumed it was going to be on, you know, Steam and Xbox One, PS4. That's what people paid money on Kickstarter for. And then all of a sudden, Sega turns around and says it's going to be Epic Games Store exclusive. Now, I like to think in the sense that perhaps they offer them a good deal. I mean, this is just business, but it is a bit of a slap in the face towards the backers of the game who naively assumed it would be, you know, for every console.
I still don't get it. Why is Epic Games, can't you just download the app?
Exactly, that's what I'm thinking.
That's a big deal.
If people really want to play the game, just get Epic Games Launcher. Just get the app.
Who cares?
Yeah, exactly. Well, people might be wondering, you know, I wanted to play it on my console. I don't have a computer powerful enough to run the game. But I like to think that this game is going to be a timed exclusive. Some people don't have any patience. I want to play the game now. Timed exclusive. It'll come out for consoles. Just got to be patient, nerds.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I'm thinking like right now. I'm like, wouldn't it be like Fortnite on Android? Like Fortnite for Android there for a little bit was only on the Galaxy S9 at the time. And eventually, you know, it went over to the everything else. Like my Pixel got it not that much longer after.
Oh, yes.
I can't play with the damn, but Pixel 2... I think it plays it fine. I don't have Pixel 2, so I don't know. And Pixel 3, I mean, it better play it fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Speaking of Fortnite and controversy, there was also PS4 not having crossplay. And that's a little bit of a problem for multiplayer people because, you know, PC and Xbox can play, but you can't play with the PS4. But luckily, this controversy is dying down a bit because I think Sony CEO said we are talking about crossplay. I think they were just paranoid of hackers and cheaters and all that, not wanting to tarnish their reputation with possible hackers.
Pretty sure I played with the person on PS4 not that long ago.
Okay, maybe they've cleared that up entirely. So that's good.
Yeah, I feel like that was a thing that was like a year ago, and that's so a year ago.
Oh. Hey, I want to talk about controversial topics that are actually relevant, not a year old.
Yeah, I mean, you might be right. I mean, maybe it is still going on, but I'm pretty sure I played with somebody. I feel like it's a little kid or something. I'm like, hey, and they're like, what are you playing on? I'm like, I'm playing Xbox. What about you? They're like, oh, I'm on PlayStation.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Wait, I know you. Cringe Channel. I saw one item. Hey,
give me a Picasso.
Yes, nah, right.
That's not true. Oh, okay. So, yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
Fortnite. That is definitely a big game nowadays.
And I am thinking
of... Do you think it's going to die down soon?
Yeah. Well, possibly. It's been flavor of the month for a while now. People may be moving on to other games. Hint, hint, Apex Legends, which I still am not keen on playing.
Actually,
amazing, actually. Like, actually, but actually, I saw, I was researching, because I was writing an article for a website, because it sounds so cool whenever I say it like that. But I was writing an article for a website, and I did some research on it, and Apex Legends, actually, the revenue went down a whole lot from when it first came out, and they're actually probably way behind Fortnite in terms of popularity.
I guess it's one of those flash in the pans.
Popular. Because the thing about that is that opportunities, but like their selection of costumes and whatnot is, from my understanding, they're all really bad and they're expensive and overpriced. Unlike Fortnite, which is like $10 for a skin, which I thought that was really bad. But then you look over at Apex, which has like $20 skins, and I'm like, ooh, I'm never going to pay $20 for a skin. There's no way. I mean, even then, the skins are boring, from my understanding. But again, you know, I don't play that. I just know what I read about in a few articles.
Oh, yes. So. Yeah.
Have you played Apex Legends?
No, I don't. But I hear that Season 2 for the game is coming out.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it was really popular at the beginning because they got big streamers to play the game. Ninja, What's-His-Face, I don't know their goddamn names. And then when they were like, this game kind of sucks, and then went back to Fortnite, I guess people were like, oh, well, I don't want to play Apex Legends now.
Really? That's what happened? Like, they said the game sucked and nobody played it?
I don't know. Of course, like we said in a previous Kiwi and Pikachu episode, there is a big glut, a big saturation of Battle Royale games. Lots of them. Eventually, there's going to be a crash and burn. That game sucks. I want to play a different kind of game.
So do you think that Fortnite will always be the king? Or do you think there's going to be a game that tops Fortnite in popularity?
Probably
in terms of Battle Royale.
Probably tops it. I mean, we've had a few starting points, like we've got the Minecraft Battle Royale, then it was topped by PUBG, then it was topped by Fortnite, that was topped for a while by Apex Legends. For a while, you know what I mean? For a bit.
Right, but throughout all that time, Fortnite's definitely the top dog, you know, I don't know how to say that, but it's definitely the highest. It is the biggest Battle Royale game out there right now.
Of course. And I think one day it
has remained the biggest. Like 2 years.
Wah, 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 wah.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. It's Borat.
We're gonna make me a bologna sandwich!
What?
That's from an episode of The Brack Show. He's like, hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I'm going to make a bologna sandwich.
That's great. I haven't seen The Brack Show in a long time. This is the last time it aired on Adult Swim.
Yeah. That's the last time I saw it, too.
It was a long time ago. I mean, not too long ago, but I don't know, maybe like 5-7-8 years ago, something like that. 5-7-8 years ago. Yeah, make it sound like not that long ago. Almost a decade ago.
Well, for people our age, that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
We're getting old, Bobby. We're getting old. Yeah,
exactly. We're becoming senior citizens.
I know, right?
Don't worry, folks. Wait, what?
Back in my days, we had a PlayStation 1. Now, that was the olden days.
I thought you were going to say that we've already topped an hour. I'm like, oh, God.
Nope, only half an hour.
Nice, halfway there. So you guys, just a little bit of insight. This episode is going to be limited to about an hour. So, due to limitations with the recording program, so just be aware of that. We're not just we care about you guys and we want you guys to have two episodes instead of the one that would have existed if we didn't. Okay, this recording program is about to max out on time, and we wanted to give you guys two episodes instead of just one long one. So that's what's going on.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right.
All right, all right, all right. So, yeah.
I got another controversial topic, if you even got one.
I do not.
Okay, well, here's mine. Recently, I started watching a show called Riverdale, which is based on the Archie comic characters. Loosely adapted, I must say, because these characters are not like their comic counterparts. In fact, sometimes they're 180 degrees. The controversial topic is adaptations that completely change the source material.
So, like Avatar? The Last Airbender?
Never saw the movie, but yeah, probably.
Yeah, I've heard really bad things about The Last Airbender, which is the movie. Or Death Note. Really, yeah. About Death Note. That's a pretty controversial one.
yeah, Death Note. Damn, man. Because I'll give you an example. In the Archie comics, Kevin is the gay guy. He's blonde in the comic, and they treat him like a normal person. You wouldn't even know he's gay apart from the odd hints every now and then. But with the Archie show, Riverdale, he is brown hair, and it's like every scene he's in, they have to point out or imply that he's homosexual. Every single scene.
Okay.
And some characters have got race lifts, like the principal and the principal of the high school in the comic, white and fat, but in the TV show he's black and skinny. Oh lord.
So does that mean you're for whitewashing?
No, I'm for adaptational accuracy. I want my goddamn characters to look the same as they do in the book. Like Josie and the Pussycats. In the comic, it's like, I think, two white and one black. But in Riverdale, they're all black. All three of them are black.
Wow.
And I'm like, god damn. Also, there's new characters, which is possibly a great sin in of itself. Bessie has got a sister that doesn't exist in the comic. And Josie and the Pussycats, Josie's mother, is the mayor. I don't think that's true in the comics. So this is a loose adaptation. I'm not ragging on the show for being inaccurate. Okay, I guess I am, but I just want actual accuracy with my goddamn characters. Every character is different. Jughead is completely different. In the comic, he's jovial. He loves eating food. He's happy-go-lucky. He doesn't give a shit. But in Riverdale, he's emo. He's moody. He barely eats. Is he even friends with Archie? Like, jeez, how different can you get?
Is the show any good, though?
It's alright. I'll be honest, if it didn't have Archie characters, if they were completely original characters, I wouldn't watch it. It's high school boringness. I mean, it's not too bad, but I wouldn't watch it because I think it's kind of boring. I'm not saying it's poorly made, poorly written, poorly acted. It's just not really my thing. So I might just watch the first season, that's it.
How many seasons are there?
I think there's two made and a third airing right now, or maybe the third season's already out.
All right. What's it exactly about, if you had to give it in your own words?
In the small town of Riverdale, a murder of one of the students creates a big rift between the people there.
Is it a student that we know, like Reggie or somebody?
Yes, all your characters, Archie, Reggie, Veronica, Bessie, Archie, Jughead.
You said a murder of one of the students. Is it one of the people that we would know, one of the main characters, or no?
No. One of the main, so the person who dies, it's not really spoiler alert, because you find out within like the first 5 minutes of the first episode, it's Cheryl's brother, Jason. Cheryl Blossom is a character from the comic, but I don't think she has a brother. I could be wrong, maybe she does have a brother, but yeah, they just invent a character and then kill him.
I don't mind that. If it's invented and they kill him, I mean, it sets up the whole show and you're not losing any characters.
And I agree with that, that's pretty good. And I'll tell you this, Miss Grundy, this school teacher that Archie's class is in, she's like fucking 20 years too young. She's like in her like late 50s, mid 60s in the comic, but in the TV show, she's like in her 30s. But I watched an episode last night, and it does actually imply that this may not actually be Miss Grundy. She may just be impersonating the real Miss Grundy who died. Now, that's interesting. I was going to complain, but I'm going to withhold my complaint, unless they screw that plot line up.
So are you saying it's a plot line or a fan theory?
No, I think it's part of the plot, not a fan theory. That this is not the real Miss Grundy, this is a impersonator.
So wouldn't our characters have noticed that?
I don't know, I'm waiting to find out. Hey, you're not Miss Grundy, you're a phony. And it's sometimes it's so different, because in the comic you've got the love triangle between Archie, Bessie, and Veronica, but the love triangle isn't here in the comic. Instead, what is Archie doing? He's banging Miss Grundy, who might not actually be Miss Grundy. He's like,
I'm gonna be real with you.
He's like 16 or 17, and she's like 30s. He banged a cougar.
Not bad. But I'm going to be real with you, though. I've only seen Archie's Weird Mysteries, so I can't really relate to you.
Yeah. I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it?
No.
It's really good. It's like, I don't want to say it's like Twilight Zone, but it's Archie, but every episode is a monster. It's really cool.
Oh, like Scooby-Doo?
No, the real monsters.
Oh. I thought it was going to be like a Scooby-Doo ripoff. We're going to go off the monsters, and it's going to be like music they sing, like Jabberjaw's band.
No, it's from the 90s. It's kind of dark.
I might check it out. Speaking of dark, there's also the Sabrina adaptation, which I haven't watched yet. Sabrina's Weird Mysteries or something?
Chilling Adventures of Sabrina.
That too!
Yeah, but it's a really good show, though. I definitely recommend it. It's an animated show, though, so it's just like the comics, except, you know.
Ah, that's good.
Moving. That's actually how I know everything about Archie that I know. I mean, I had an Archie comic once, but I was like, I don't know, like 10, 11, so I was too young to appreciate it.
Yeah, same with me. I started reading them when I was young. And I got back into them because I realized they're actually pretty neat windows to the past. You get to see what the fashion was like, what the jokes were like, the slang was like.
Was it supposed to be like the 50s? 60s?
Well, it depends per decade. Like, it's set in modern times when it was written. So modern Archie comics have smartphones.
Right, but you said fashion, though.
Yeah, fashion back in the days. You get to see what people of the 50s wore, their hairstyles. It's like, oh my god, people actually used to dress like that? Well, yeah.
Have you ever seen The Outsiders?
The what now?
The Outsiders.
Outsiders. Oh, I think I've read the book.
Yeah, by, what's that bitch's name? I can't remember. I forget. What's her name? She wrote the book.
What's her name? The song?
No, not by Green Day. The writer of The Outsiders.
I don't know.
I'm thinking T.S. Eliot, but that's not right.
Fine, I'll Google it.
Thank you. Thank you. You're catching on fast.
Yeah, it takes me long enough. Yes.
It is.
By S.E. Hinton.
S.E. Hinton, that's right. I remember because you told me. Yeah. That's right. But anyway, for example, in Archie's Weird Mysteries, there's an episode where it's really cool. Like, I think it's not really a three-parter, but like, it's like if they had sequel episodes, you know, like episodes that follow each other, but out of order, of course. But basically, there's an episode where the whole town is turned into zombies because basically there are these potatoes, and these potatoes, you know, they have spuds in them, and I said spud, and I thought about Bob the Builder.
But, Spud the Scarecrow, oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't really like that show. But so, yeah, Bob there's the builder, potatoes.
Bang your mama, Bob the Builder, yes we can.
No, but there are potatoes, and these potatoes are from outer space. I believe it's called the Potatoes from Outer Space. Something like that. But anyway, there's potatoes from outer space. I believe it's a giant potato that, like, it's their spaceship or something like that. I can't remember exactly. My voice is getting scratchy, so I'm going to drink some water. But these potatoes turn everybody into zombies. And there's a sequel, I believe it's called Revenge of the Potatoes from Outer Space, something like that.
Instant classic.
And there's one afterwards, too. And I have this DVD somewhere. I think it's in a box somewhere. I got it for like $5 from Dollar General, which is a dollar store. And it came with this DVD. It was a double-sided disc. And it came with one side being Archie, like five episodes of Archie's World Mysteries, and the other side being Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet the Wolfman, Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet Frankenstein, and I think there's another one, Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet somebody else, probably a mummy or something. I don't know. It's like Abbott and Costello.
Everybody, let's do the Monster Mash! The Monster Mash! It's a graveyard smash!
Alvin and the Chipmunks Meet Dracula, I think, is one. Because remember one, there's a like a talent show or something. I used to love Alvin and Chipmunks Meet Blank.
Alvin and Chipmunks Meet Your Mama.
Let's no.
Bang this bitch!
Christmas, Christmas, time is here. Time to bang your mama and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can last. Hurry, oh mama, hurry fast. that's great.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Alvin and the Chipmunks song?
None! I hate them!
You do?
I've never liked them.
You didn't even like the show?
I don't like the show. I don't like any of the movies that have come out recently. By recently, I mean like within the last 10, 20 years. The live action ones.
Oh, so you do like the animated ones?
I don't like them anyway. Do not like them in a fox. I do not like them at all.
In a box. I don't like them in a fox. I don't like them in a box. That's fantastic. Dr. Seuss. What's your favorite Dr. Seuss book?
You put me in a tough spot. I haven't read them in 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't either.
Maybe I can read them in a few years to my daughter, but for now, I don't know. I can't remember the name of that one. Probably Ken Hat. That's not the one I'm thinking of, it's just the one off the top of my head.
I can't remember Cat in the Hat even. I think I read that a long time ago. I was like a second grade. But I think my favorite, not really because of the book exactly, but just because I love, I have a memory attached to it. I'll tell it in a second. But The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I remember that because what happened was, I believe it was my first day of first grade in a different school. So it was actually the middle of the semester. And so I was with the other kids, and we all went to the library, you know, for like a field trip kind of thing. You know, we all went because, you know, you go to the library to check out books and stuff. I mean, like as a class. So we went, and I saw The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. The book was just standing up, I believe, or something like that. You know, it's a red case, or not really red case, a red binding, I guess what you call it? Red cover and everything. So I saw that book, and I'm like, I want to read that book. And another student was like, hey, you can't just read that book. They have to tell you what books you can read. And I'm like, you little bitch. I'm kidding, I didn't say that. But
I'm like, oh. And then I read it. So. Yeah, because I'm not a fucking dumbass like some of those kids. Yeah.
Of course, of course.
It's not really hard to read The Grinch. Oh no, there's a bug on my wall.
Did you die?
No, it's a bug, not Godzilla.
What kind of bug?
It was a flying bug. I don't know.
Was it the fly?
Kind of flies.
With Jeff Goldblum?
No, it wasn't a fly. It was I don't even know. I don't know what it's called. I mean, it's the kind that leaves behind little black blood.
Vampire?
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I highly doubt that. It'd be weird to name some sort of bug after a vampire. I mean, that sounds like a bat.
Vampire bat.
I mean, you're not wrong, but it wasn't a vampire bat.
Reminds me of that actress that was on Vampire Diaries and The Walking Dead, and she sent envelopes of rice into Barack Obama because she wanted to frame her husband because they had a nasty divorce.
Oh.
Yes.
She doesn't sound like a very good person.
She's not. I think that's cut her career short.
Yeah, I bet she never marries again. Let's hope she never let's hope she never procreates.
With your daddy.
Yours.
And she'll be like, oh, my son, here, have an envelope. What's this powdery thing I hear inside? I don't know, but you better eat it.
I'd be like, why does it taste so weird? It tastes like death. My tongue is numb. She'd be like, just keep eating. It'll be okay. I'd be like, blah, 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 blah.
I can feel my organs shutting down. That means it's working.
What's working?
Tastes like death.
You remember that happening on Breaking Bad?
No. I do remember rice, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, that exact situation did not happen. That's not what I'm saying. No, what I'm referring to is whenever the kid was, he was given ricin.
Ricin?
Yeah, ricin. There was some kid, he was given ricin, and he died from it, and they're like, how do you know what it was? Because I believe he accidentally poisoned him whenever he's trying to go for somebody else. I can't really remember. Or maybe it was Jesse that did it. I don't remember. But some kid got poisoned with ricin. I remember that for sure. He was in the hospital. It was a hospital scene and everything. Speaking of which, I need to finish Breaking Bad. Because I've already seen it once, but I was rewatching it about a year ago. And I got, I think I ended on season 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited for the Breaking Bad movie?
There's a Breaking Bad movie?
Yeah, it's coming out soon.
Nope. I mean, I don't know anything about it, but sure, I'll watch it. If it's basically the exact same thing as the TV show, maybe not.
No, it's an actual movie. Like, I mean, it's a TV movie, of course, but it's like a sequel. It follows Jesse.
Ah, sequel? I'll watch it.
Yeah, it's going to follow Jesse after his escape after the very end. Hopefully our listeners aren't being spoiled. I'm so sorry, guys. But, yeah, so the movie is going to continue the story. And, you know, Walt's probably not going to be in it.
Oh, well.
Bryan Cranston said he's not... I don't know if he worded it, like, that he's not contracted to come back, but basically, I think he said he hasn't seen a script for it, so.
Oh. Have you seen the Godzilla sequel? King of the Monsters?
No, I have not, but I was reading that it's terrible. Not terrible, but just mediocre, you know, so.
How could
think
be,
about that?
Yeah, it's a shame that it's mediocre. I mean, you got these cool monsters like King Ghidorah and Mothra and the other one, I forget its name. It's a
I saw the first
mash.
One. Well, not the first one, not like the one from the olden days, but, you know, I saw the one that came out in 2014 with Bryan Cranston, and I was definitely not a fan.
My mother's favorite Godzilla movie is the 1998 American one.
Matthew Broderick?
Yep.
I see why. I mean, it's such a good movie.
In fact, I think that Godzilla fans don't even call that monster Godzilla. They just call it Zilla, not worthy to be called God.
Why? Is this a bad movie, or is it actually not accurate to the original Godzilla?
Probably both. So I think in the 2008 movie or something, Destroy All Monsters, they had Godzilla destroy Zilla. He just like gives him a whack and then does his atomic breath on him.
All right, here's a pretty good one. What are some times in movies that the person you were rooting for died?
The black man. Just kidding. I always want them to die.
Actually, in the movie Wrong Turn 2, the black guy lives. I was surprised. The actor's name is Texas, actually.
Yes, Texas.
Yeah. Yeah, what are some times in movies whenever you've been like, wow, I want them to... I really want this person to live. Like, I hope they're the main character. You know, without having prior knowledge of the movie.
I don't know. You put me in a different position. And even if I had 3 hours to think about it, I still wouldn't think of examples because I can't think of any.
Ah.
Bet you can think of a few.
Yeah, I can actually. Friday the 13th, the final chapter, Crispin Glover, at the very beginning, he gets killed.
Oh.
I remember watching it. I was like, ooh, Crispin. Or I didn't say Crispin Glover because I was like 7 years old. But I was like, ooh, I like him. He's pretty cool. It's actually because I recognize him from Back to the Future. I just didn't realize it at that moment. But yeah, this is before Back to the Future, so he wasn't big enough to live.
You loaned me a car without telling me you had a blind spot. I could have been killed. Think, McFly, what? Think.
Oh.
That's the beginning of that. Yeah. That's the beginning where Biff is picking on... His dad's name, I forget his dad's name.
George.
George!
Yeah, George McFly.
Actually replaying the movies on TV right now.
Cool. I love Back to the Future. It's one of my favorite movie series. I bought it on VHS back in 2002, I think.
Right when they were going out of fashion.
No, actually they're still pretty big today.
I can definitely see a market for, like, home recordings. You get to see all the classic ads. Like, I remember that ad.
That'd be cool, as long as they're not repetitious about it. No, whenever I say VHS, I mean, like, from Walmart, not like you're talking about, no advertisements or anything.
Oh, here's a VHS tape. Huh, that's weird. Oh, wait a minute, this is an ultrasound. I thought it was Alien.
Like, hey, this is how I remember Alien beginning.
Oh, yes.
Have you seen Alien?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen any Alien movie. Not Alien 1, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien Resurrection, Prometheus. Haven't seen any of them.
I don't blame you. I'm not a big Alien fan. I saw the first one because I was in film class and we had to watch it. So whenever I saw it then, I was like, okay, that's pretty good, I guess. But I guess out of all the, well, I was going to say out of all the movies, one of my favorites, but that's not true. Because we watched a lot of movies that semester, like Kill Bill, which is fantastic. I love Kill Bill. It was the first time I'd seen it in like 10 years. I didn't remember it being so good. Shining, which I'm not really a big fan of The Shining. It's really not that good of a movie. It's a classic, but it's not that good.
Oh.
I don't really like it that much. I mean, I like the story. I don't like the way it's shot. Which Kubrick is he's a god amongst filmmakers, but just the way he filmed that annoys me. It's too much of a noob kind of thing to do. There's a lot of noob mistakes. He's not even a noob. It's just the technology was so new. Like, they were using this Steadicam, and it was like a caveman Steadicam, you know? Like, it was really old.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like the first of its kind. It's the first movie that they use it on, from my understanding.
Roger Ebert's like, is this a student film?
Yeah, actually, the movie actually got terrible reviews when it first came out, and they actually got nominated for a few Razzies, I think.
Oh, unthinkable.
No, that's pretty thinkable. I don't like it. I mean, I watch it. It's just so boring.
Well, do you like
that's pretty good score, though, I guess.
Do you like the TV series of it?
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, because Stephen King was involved, it's more accurate to the book, but it's not too good. Like, with the original Shining, at least it's, like, set in an actual proper hotel, but the TV series, it's meant to be set in a hotel, but it looks more like a cottage or something. Like, it's very small rooms. Because at least with the big rooms in the original Shining, it makes you feel, like, alone, that it's so huge and you feel so small, but this is so little space. The set is really small.
Right, but the thing with that is that even though I don't think that the first Shining was made very well, I do think that I do prefer the story. I mean, I've read the ending of the 90s series, and because I know it's pretty much the same as the book, and this doesn't really appeal to me. So even though I don't like the way that the 80s or 1980s Shining looks, like technically, I do really enjoy Jack Nicholson's performance and Shelley Duvall's, of course, because hers is real. Did you know that Stanley Kubrick would actually manipulate her and like actually freak her out and scare her? That she came out of that pretty much mentally scarred. She actually broke down. Like, she had a mental breakdown later on.
Damn.
Yeah, after Pied Piper's. Bye bye.
I do know that Stanley Kubrick would make them do take upon take upon take. And it gets them really frustrated.
It wasn't really that. It was just, he would, I mean, that was pretty bad too. But for Shelley Duvall, what he would do was, he would pretty much just manipulate her and, like, just freak her out and stuff. Like, I think he would, like, scream at her and stuff, you know, just to get the reaction that he wanted, you know, like a scared reaction. And he was just known for doing stuff like that. It was really terrible. The way he treated his actors and actresses, of course.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, and he didn't do that to Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, and that's why he said that Eyes Wide Shut wasn't really his best movie. You know, like, that's a good way of putting it, I guess. Because it's still an okay movie by critics. I don't like it myself, but he felt like he was pushed around by the big name actors, so that's why the movie wasn't as good as it could have been. Because, you know, he couldn't fucking do what he did to Shelley Duvall. He couldn't do to Nicole Kidman what he did to Shelley Duvall. That's what I'm trying to say.
Stanley Kubrick's a god. He's a bully!
Kinda. But that's what made him so good. That's the thing. It's like, would you prefer him never doing that? Or do you think it's all worth it in the end?
So that's our moral of the story, folks. Being a bully gets you good results.
It's true. And that is the moral of this episode. And this episode is probably near its end. Am I right? Like, we're probably nearing, well, like 58 minutes.
We're about an hour now.
That's what I thought. Did you check your actual recording thing? Because we're probably about 58 minutes, I assume.
No, about an hour.
Right now?
Yes.
Oh, well. All right, you guys. So We got to cut this short. I mean, not really cut it short because we knew it was going to be about an hour. But this has been a very fun episode, and you guys have been fantastic because you guys do not say anything. You guys just listen. We need people to listen to us.
Yeah, it's fun because you don't get to talk back at us. No, you're wrong.
Exactly. So you guys as an audience are fantastic. We love how you guys disagree with us because what else can you do about it? And we hope you guys listen to our next episode. Remember to donate to us because the more you donate, the less advertisements you have to listen to. And we love you guys. We hope you guys come back for our next episode, which would be our 10th episode spectacular.
Yep. Stay tuned, folks. I've got a bundle for you. It's in my pants.
Yeah, and so it's metaphorically spectacular because, you know, again, it's going to be an hour. And content-wise, I hope it's going to be better, but we'll just have to see. And so that concludes our episode, and I am Picasso.
And I am Kiwi.
And that was the Kiwi and Picasso show. Thank you guys for coming, and see you guys next time.
Your mother's going to thank me for coming. She's like, you came so hard. And I was like, well, I broke the door off the hinges.
This is still the Kiwi and Picasso show.
Yes, we're eventually going to hang up soon.
Yeah, so we are your friends, Kiwi and Picasso, and we'll see you guys next time, just like I just said.
Yep,
and
then don't forget to donate. Don't forget to sponsor us. We're free and open.
Yeah, and don't forget to sign up for Anchor.fm.
Yeah, the finest podcast place around until they screw us over.
Exactly. So we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Yep. Catch you guys on the flip. Hey, I said it first.
Okay.
Flip your mother over in bed.
No.